文再读英文.
All right, read this Bible verses first in Chinese, then in English.
请哥林多后书3章1到5节. 我们岂是又取见自己吗？ 岂向别人用人的见信给你们，或用你们的见信给人吗？ 你们就是我们的见信，写在我们的心里，被众人所知道、所念诵的。你们明显是基督的信，借着我们修成的，不是用墨写的，乃是用永生神的灵写的，不是写在石板上，乃是写在心板上。我们因基督，所以在神面前还有这样的信心。 并不是我们凭自己能承担什么事，我们所能承担的乃是出于神.
Now let's read in English. We do have the English versions here. Let's read. Second Corinthians chapter 3, verse 1 through 5. Do we begin again to command ourselves, or do we need, as some others, epistles of commendation to you, or letters of commendation from you? You are our epistles, written in our hearts, known and read by all men. Clearly, you are an epistle of Christ, ministered by us, written not with ink, but by the Spirit of the living God, not on tablets of stone, but on tablets of flesh, that is, of the heart. And we have such trust through Christ toward God. Now that we are sufficient of ourselves to think of anything as being from ourselves, but our sufficiency is from God. Please be seated. 大家请坐, 求神大大赐福每一位攻读他话语的人。 今天我们要一起思想的题目叫做圣灵赐下什么。
Today, our title is Victory in the Lord. What does the Holy Spirit give?
我们晓得这个哥林多后书呢，我们已经讲过几次，是一卷非常具有自传风格的保罗的书信。
Yeah, we have preached about 2 Corinthians for the last few Sundays. We talk about this is a very special book. It's the most autobiographical from the letters of Paul.
更多后书当中，保罗常常有讲到我们、你们、我、你这样的句式。
In the Second Corinthians, I think Paul has many times mentioned you, me, and you, me, kind of in that, just keep talking about in that way.
他讲到自己所遇到的患难和挑战。Talk
about the sufferings and challenges he encountered.
讲到他和哥林多教会信徒的关系。Talk
about the relationship he has built with the brothers and sisters in the Christian church.
那我们也能够从中来学习保罗如何来靠主在一切的征战当中得胜。
And we have learned how he prevailed in the Lord.
那今天呢，我们要来看的是哥林多后书的第三章。
Today we're going to be learning about the chapter 3 of the 2 Corinthians.
第三章当中有着重的讲到主的圣灵的工作。
So in the chapter 3, it talk about Lord's
The work of the Holy Spirit.
The worker of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah. 那圣灵到底赐下给我们什么呢？
So what did the Holy Spirit give us?
那我们至少可以看到四个方面。
You can see from four different aspects.
那这四个方面呢，我们把它稍微 alliterate 一下子，都是用这个字母 L来开头的。
英文的办法的话，就可以看到他们的开头都是用 L。
那首先，第一个从第一节到第三节，告诉我们圣灵有赐下来一本书信。
Yeah, so from the verse 1 through 3, talk about the letter from the Holy Spirit.
这读哥林多后书第三章呢，我们需要有一点旧约的背景。
We need to have some background on the Old Testament when we're reading 2 Corinthians.
那旧约当中什么背景呢? 就是摩西五经当中一个非常有名的故事。
And the background is about a very well-known story from the time of Moses.
我们知道摩西被神呼召回到埃及领神的百姓以色列民要出埃及去迦南地。
But Moses answered God's calling to lead the Israel people, to deliver them from the slavery in Egypt.
那这一趟的征程是经历千辛万险。
Many, many challenges and obstacles.
还没有出埃及就先是要跟法老十四的交锋，神降下十灾。
Even before they leave, you know, Moses has to, you know, go through the plagues with Pharaoh.
那么呢，后来又神又通过摩西啊，终于带领以色列人出埃及啊，在红海之前啊，又是云柱火柱。
And then, you know, so the Moses lead them out of the Egypt, but then also they're facing the Red Sea and also the, 云柱火柱
啊，pillar of,
fire and cloud.
Yeah. 那么呢，终于分开红海，过了红海，把法老的追兵都淹死在红海当中。
And God divided the Red Sea and, lead the Israel people out of, you know, through the Red Sea and also the, destroyed the army from the Egypt.
那么走旷野这一路又是经历42站的艰难。
Yeah, in the wilderness, they also encounter 42 different obstacles.
那在西乃山这里我们知道就有一件很重要的事情。
In the Mount of Sinai, you know, there's one important thing.
神向摩西颁了什么？十诫 ,the Ten Commandments.
God has given the Ten Commandments to Moses.
那么今天我们所看的这段经文呢，就跟神向摩西颁十诫这个法版啊，这两块 tablet 很有关系。
Today's verses is very much related to the tablet stones.
我们知道当时神呼召摩西上山，摩西在山上禁食40昼夜。
Yeah, when God asked Moses to come up the Mount Sinai,And Moses fasted for 40 days and nights.
那么神向摩西显现。
God appeared in front of Moses.
但是这个神向摩西显现呢，只是给他看一个什么？有没有看到神的正面？啊，没有看到神的正面，看到是背影。
When God appeared in front of Moses, he did not show his front faces to Moses. Rather, Moses can only see his back.
那这个很重要，等一下我们要讲到这个细节。
And it's very important.Details that we're going to talk about later.
然后神就用两块石板在石板上写了十诫，神自己的指头亲自来写的。
Yeah, God wrote in his own finger on the two tablets of stone of the Ten Commandments.
交给摩西，摩西带这个石板下山来颁给以色列人。
Give it to Moses, and Moses take it down to the from the Mount Sinai to give to the Israel people.
好，那这里呢，使徒保罗就做了一个对比。
This is an analogy that Apostle Paul gives here.
在这个对比的背景啊，我们知道前面第一章、第二章哥林多后书当中都讲到保罗侍奉当中所遇到的艰难。
Yeah, we know the background of this analogy is in the first chapter and second chapter of the Second Corinthians. Paul was talking about the challenges and he encountered.
在教会当中，哥林多教会当中有一些人抵挡保罗，诋毁保罗。
And in the Christian church, there are people who are against Paul.
那么保罗呢也讲得很清楚，他说我们不像那些人，是为利混乱神的道。
Paul said we're not like those people that, to confuse God's teaching for his own benefit.
保罗他在第三章当中一开始就讲，他说难道我们还是要举荐自己吗？
So God, Paul in the second Corinthians at the start of chapter 3, he said, do we begin again to commend ourselves?
你知道我们在国内时候我们本来这个例子是这个讲中文背景的，尤其如果是来自大陆背景弟兄姊妹都晓得。
Okay, well, the example I'm going to give here is probably more suited for people who come from mainland China.
如果你从一个单位到另外一个单位去办事。
Okay, if you,Go from,
单位
if you go from one organization to another one,
那么呢，单位要给你开一封推荐信。
The organization will give you a letter of commendation.
那这个推荐信的这个级别都还很重要。
Well, the level of the letter of the commendation is also important.
我记得我们还在大学里面的时候。
I remember when I was in college.
那么呢，我们在暑期有这个扶贫的工作啊，百万学生下乡那个工作。
So in the summer, there's movement for the college students to go out there to help the people who are poor.
那我们这个希望工程支持会啊，这个是这 Hope Project 是当时国内的一个很特别的扶贫的帮助失学儿童的一个工作，施工慈善。
It was used called the Project Hope. It meant to help the people that from poor family, the children from poor family who couldn't go to school.
是做了一些慈善工作，这是毫无疑问的。
Yeah, there was definitely work of charity being done.
但是我个人觉得，与今天我们比如说通过撒玛利亚救援会啊，这个 Christmas shoebox 又帮助那些穷困的儿童，而且向他们传福音，那是没有办法比的。
But it's not comparable to the charity work that like the cemetery and children purse, or the other, Christian organizations, what they did.
现在我们的信仰福音当中真的是不单关心您人的需要，而且把主的救恩也给人。
Because those Christian organizations, when they're doing those charity work, it's not only to care about the need, the physical need, but also the spiritual need of those people.
但无论怎么说吧，当时啊，希望工程在国内那个二十多年以前我们当时就有这么一个名声叫做良心工程。
Yeah, nonetheless, the Project Hope was called, the Project of Conscience.
为什么呢因为后来接待我们这个县里的这个官员就跟我们说。
The officials who were, welcoming us were telling us.
他说呢这个县党委开会这些词好多都是这个要稍微有一点点背景哈。党委就是最高的机构领导机构开会。
Yeah, so the leadership from the local area.
他说呢这个所有其他下来的钱我们可能都会截留的。
For the money that for other type of things that we usually would have some kickbacks.
希望工程拨下来的钱我们一分钱都不截直接 给下去。
But the money for the Project Hope will never keep anything for us, but rather we just give it all to the people who have need.
意思就是说政府官员觉得这个钱我们如果也要再去碰它的话实在就是太说不过去了。
So even those Chinese officials would feel like, their background is they tend to have corruptions, but even in those situations, they feel like if they keep the money, they will feel, their conscience will be, they'll be blamed by their own conscience.
那么呢我们当时因为要下到这个全国重点贫困县去做这个希望工程的考察工作呢，就是要带一封介绍信。
Yeah, so when we go to those areas, we will have a letter of recommendation.
那我们就请我们的大学的这个团委来帮我们正式开一封信。
So we ask the officials from our schools to give us that letter.
接待我们的官员就很有意思啊。
Well, the local area, the officials from the local area actually is kind of interesting.
他们非常的重视这封信，为什么呢？因为他说，哦，你们这个大学级别很高。
They care so much about the letter, especially because they said, okay, your school is very good.
就是一个这个副部级的一个大学，然后呢，团委开这封信，那到了县里是处级啊。
So they, because they're from very famous colleges, so their level is actually higher than the local areas, the official from local area.
所以他们就非常的好吃好喝好招待。
So they will treat us very well.
哎呀，当时我心里可不舒服了。
Well, I wasn't very comfortable with it.
一大桌的那个饭菜，我们也吃不了多少。
Okay, it was a big feast, and we can't really finish all of it.
哎呀，我说这一桌菜不知道能够帮助几个希望工程失学儿童。
And I was thinking about this whole feast can really help a lot of those children's need.
好了，从世人眼中看是非常的重视推荐信。
Well, from human eyes, we tend to, just really pay a lot of attention to the letter of recommendation.
你今天找工作、求学，无一例外都是这样子。
Yeah, so when you're looking for jobs or you go to apply for a college or anything, it's not just letter, it's typical letter of recommendation. It's the same thing as the letter of recommendation.
如果没有别人推荐的，我自荐啊，自己推荐自己。
Even if nobody else recommended me, I could probably recommend myself.
那保罗呢跟哥林多教会的关系比较特别。
Well, Paul has a special relationship with the church of Corinthians.
他在他们中间服侍已经有长达一年半的时间，十八个月。
He lived with them for a year and a half.
所以保罗说，现在我还用举荐自己，或者需要别人来给我写推荐信吗？
So Paul is asking a question, do we begin again to commend ourselves? Do I need a letter of commendation to be able to preach this message to you?
保罗说你们就是我的推荐信。
Paul said, you are my letter of commendation.
我们已经把你们摆在心里面了。
You are epistles written in our hearts.
而且你们的服侍，你们生命的改变，包括哥林多教会的悔改。
And also,The change of life is reflected by the repentance from the Church of Corinthians.
保罗说第三节说你们明显是基督的信借着我们修成的。
Clearly you are the epistle of Christ ministered by us.
这里保罗绝不是在这里自夸呀。
Paul is not trying to give himself some self-praise here.
这是讲到作为神的仆人。
He's talking about being a servant of God.
他的服侍是圣灵的工作。
His work is from Holy Spirit.
所以他进一步就讲，其他世间的信写信呢，都是用墨汁来写。
因为 continue to talk about that the other the human letter of commendation is written with ink.
但是保罗说，我们来写你们这封信是用永生神的灵，神的灵的做工，这是圣灵所赐的书信。
But this letter of commendation was written by the Spirit of Living God.
那下面呢，这个对比就跟摩西五经。办十诫有关了，不是写在石板上，乃是写在心板上。
Not on the tablet of stone, but on tablets of flesh, that is of the heart.
直接写在人的心里面。
It's written on the tablet of heart.
两个方面，一个方面，哥林多教会的人，他们知道保罗的为人，他们知道保罗的服事。
Two sides.First of all, the people from Christian church would know who Paul is and who, what kind of work he does.
而保罗在哥罗教会的做工的果效也见证了他真的是神的仆人。
And the fruit from Paul's work in the Christian church also demonstrates that he's the servant of God.
所以我们在这里要对做的对比是人的见信还是神的见信。
So look at two different letters of commendation, letter from man versus letter from God.
弟兄姊妹，今天有一百个人说你好。
Today, brother and sister, there may be 100 people say you're good.
甚至一千个人说你好。
Or maybe 1,000.
能不能比得过神亲自来说你好？
Can it be, is it comparable to when God himself said you're good?
今天我们做工的果效在世人看来轰轰烈烈。
When we do work in front of people, maybe appear to be we have a lot of glory, in front of the, you know, other people.
能不能比得上在神的眼中得蒙悦纳？
Is it comparable to the work that's acceptable to our Lord?
最近上个礼拜我去西安的一个城市这个城市叫做 Sin City, Las Vegas.
Last week, I went to preach at a city on the west coast, on the west.The Las Vegas.
我不是去那赌博呀。
I'm not going there to gamble.
不过真是一下飞机机场里面就各种的赌博的这个机器。
Well, when you get to the airport, you can already see there's a lot of slot machines.
花花绿绿的。让人看了就觉得有点这个头疼。那么去那边是去服侍。
I was going there to serve our Lord.
这边教会带领布道培灵会。
Yeah, to preach in a,special camp.
和当地教会的同工们弟兄姊妹也感谢神有很好在一起的聚集。
Had a great time with the brothers and sisters there.
那过去呢还有一个特别的一个目的和愿望，就是看望我和师母还在读书的时候当年我们教会的师母。
Okay, so, and also another special purpose for me this, for this trip is going there together, to see the wife of the pastor when I was used to be a student or seeking our Lord at the time.
所以他搬家到那边这个跟他的儿子住得近一些，已经也是年纪很大退休的年龄。
She moved over there to live together with her son and she was, she's aging as well.
我们在 Albany 读书的期间呢，前后经历过两位牧师，两位师母。
Okay. Well, I was studying at the Auburn, and I actually had two pastors and two and the wives of the pastors. Yeah. So.
这两对夫妻都是从台湾来，都是非常爱主的神的仆人。
They were both from Taiwan. They both love God very much.
那么，第一对牧者的夫妻呢，我们跟他们的接触时间比较相对来说短一点。
The first pair of pastor and wife, and we, have short period of time, with them, when we're there.
那位师母呢，前不久已经癌症回天家了。And
the wife of the pastor had passed away just recently, due to cancer.
那后来我们那个教会就有一段时间没有传道人。And
so there were period of time in the church where I was, there was no, the preachers. There's no pastor.
就是当时这对牧师夫妻他们搬到别的城市去以后 20多年以前
After this pastor couple moved to some other cities.
那时候我在教会里面 刚开始 奉献去读神学
At that time I just started kind of devote myself to start learning theology and devote myself to God's servant, to be God's servant.
那在教会里面也担任执事
And I was the deacon in the church.
然后教会呢，聘牧就又聘请来，这个寻来一对牧者夫妻来牧养我们的教会。And
we were searching for pastor, and we find this another, pastor to help serve the church.
就是上个礼拜我就见到了这位师母。Yeah,
so the lady I was seeing last week was the wife of the pastor.
那这位牧师呢，姓夏，夏牧师，前两年也是得癌症回天家。
Pastor Xia, who was her husband, also passed away due to cancer a couple of years ago.
他们移民来到美国, 就牧养我们这一个教会。
When they immigrated to the United States, they were just shepherding this one church.
当时刚搬过来的时候, 我作为一个年轻的神学生, 好多服事各个方面都还不太懂。
So when they first came here, I was still very young, and I still don't understand a lot of the how to properly serve God in our human capacity at the time.
那时候就和夏牧师师母一起去探访各家弟兄姊妹。
I was going with the pastor and his wife to visit the other brothers and sisters.
然后我们教会举办布道会、传福音、各种各样的 特别的活动等等。
There were special events, gospel events, or other activities that I was doing together with them.
我亲眼看到 这对牧师师母他们是多么的爱主。
I personally observed how much they love our God.
这位师母很特别，他爸爸妈妈生了12个孩子。
Pastor's wife is very special. His parents had 12 children.
6个男生，6个女生。
Six boys, six girls.
6男当中有3个奉献做了牧师。
Out of the six boys, there are 3 devote themselves to be his pastor.
6女当中有3位做了师母。
Yeah, 3 girls out of the 6 and also devote themselves to be the wife for the pastor.
这次见面我还跟他开玩笑，我说有没有多出一个来。
I was joking with them, with her, it's just like, is there another one?
他说我们现在都已经到退休的年纪了，都已经退休的年纪大了。
He said, well, we're already at the age of retirement.
Yeah. 弟兄姊妹们, 说到这位已经回天家的夏牧师，还有现在仍然在继续忠心服侍主的夏生，大家都挑大拇指。The
brothers and sisters, have a lot of good things to say about Pastor Xia and his wife.
不需要太多什么人的这些的推荐。Don't
need a letter of commendation from other people.
你就看他们做工的果效。To
see the fruit of their work.
看他们所牧养的教会。See
the church that they are ministered.
福音的发展
the spread the gospel work they did
夏牧师他特别的有一个传福音的热诚
Pastor Xia has a passion for gospel
教会有新的朋友来，只要知道说还没有信主的，这个吃饭的时候他就拿出这个小册来就开始跟他讲福音
and so if there are seekers that come to the church and during lunch he would just go preach the gospel to them
我最早知道三福 三月福音被你们就是夏牧师告诉我的。
So when I first heard about how to turn
evangelism explosion.
Okay. Evangelism explosion, you know, is from Pastor Xia.
你知道现在我们教会有这个迎新座谈，有新朋友来还没有信主，我们就跟他立刻传福音。你知道我跟谁学的吗？就是夏牧师学的。
You know, I learned about, you know, for example, if you see when we have the newcomers, they will have the brother and sister greet them. You know, this is what I learned from Pastor Xia.
带了许许多多人信主。
He has led many people to our Lord.
虽然这个国语讲的不清楚啊，带有这个闽南话台语的口音。
Even though his Mandarin was not very good, you know, actually have an accent.
你在这个北美大陆这些知识分子比起来，好像他的学历也不是很高，也不是很突出。
He didn't have, you know, just high education background like many of the brothers and sisters in the United States.
你知道夏牧师他以前是什么呢？以前他是在这个渔船上面，然后做这个发报员。就是台湾有很多这个渔船嘛，在渔船上，因为你要跟基地连一下，要打电报，他是做这个发报员，电报员。
He was responsible for communications on the fishing boat.
但是他非常爱主，他说他自己家里的祖上是在这个一个庙里面做那个叫什么鸡童啊，就是能够扶鸡，能够给人家行一些邪术的这种的这个拜偶像。
So, he said his family used to be the serving, you know, to help with the
idol
worship.
Idol
temple,
yeah. 但是后来家人信了主，就一代一代的爱主，跟随主服侍神。
But when they finally become believers of our Christ, they, you know, just totally turn around and has been preaching God's gospel from through generations.
夏牧师说他有一次他躺在这个甲板上看着那个星空。
So Pastor Xia said when he was used to be on the fishing boat, one time he was lying on the deck and looking at, staring at the sky.
唱着我真你真你真伟大，神就呼召他，他就去读神学院。
So he was seeing how great you are, and God lead him to go to the seminary.
然后结果读的神学院呢，不小心读的是个新派的神学院，不信派自由派的神学院。
So, but when he went to the seminary, he found that the seminary was a progressive one.
这个神学院名字我就不具体说了，在台湾南部。
It was in the southern part of Taiwan.
他说我们这个教授啊，有的根本不从美国读神学回来，然后一讲课不信圣经的。
Well, there's professors in the seminary that even though they're teaching the classes, but they don't actually believe in gospel.
然后那个教授呢，课间跑到外面会去抽烟。
The professor will actually also take a cigarette break.
然后这个夏牧说我在读神学，我就跟那个教授就在那里去争。
So, Pastor Xia said, when I was learning about this and I was actually, have a lot of argument with the professor.
然后出来服侍主，后来又来到美国，然后又来牧养，就全都是这个知识分子。我们在 Albany 那边也是一样，记忆的，就是那个通用电器的研发总部就在那里。
So, when he came to the United States, he was ministering this church, and there's, you know, most of the people in the church have high education background, and many people actually came from the divisions of GE, in the local area.
但是弟兄姊妹们被他们的生命所感召。
But the brothers and sisters were touched by their, you know, their life.
所以弟兄姊妹啊，一个教会信徒的生命到底是如何的，来见证这个传道人的服事到底有没有真正的果效。
So, brothers and sisters, the life, the fruit of the work, from a minister is really represented by the lives and the growth, the spiritual growth of the brothers and sisters in the church.
别的不说，夏牧师师母他们服事主40多年，有三四十位会有奉献做传道人。
Yeah, so, out of the more than 40 years of being God's servant, the pastor Xia and his wife have ledMore than 40 people, to be
30 to 40
people to become minister of our Lord.
所以到底我们是要很多人的这个推荐，还是神来亲自的称许？
So, do we need the letter of commendation from other people, or do we need the acceptance from our Lord?
这是第一点啊， letter from Holy Spirit.
By the 圣灵。
下面我们来看第二点，圣灵所赐的生命。
Second point, life from the Holy Spirit.
啊，保罗说我们因基督，所以在神面前才有这样的信心。
And we have such trust through Christ towards God.
并不是我们凭自己能承担什么事，我们所能承担的乃是出于神。
Not that we're sufficient of ourselves to think of anything as being from ourselves, but our sufficiency is from God.
下面第六节啊，我们好多弟兄姊妹都对他有一定的熟悉。他叫我们承担着信约的职事，不是凭着字句，乃是凭着经义，因为那字句是叫人死，经义是叫人活。
So this is the verse 6 is the one that many of our brothers and sisters may be familiar with, who also made us sufficient as minister of the new covenant, not the letter, but of the spirit. For the letter, For the letter kills, but the spirit gives life.
Yeah. 那这里面呢，如果你从中文不大能够看出来，你说圣灵在哪里呢？啊，我们圣灵赐给什么？你看英文就晓得了。
So sometimes when you see in the Chinese translation, it may not be clear, but when you see in the English translation, it's become clear.
中文翻译成叫做经义，两次的出现，第六节，实际上原文就是 the spirit, 大写的 spirit, 指圣灵。
Yeah, the original text is called the spirit. It's in capital letters, means it's really meant the Holy Spirit.
圣灵不但亲自来写下这封信，指的就是圣灵在我们生命当中的做工，而且圣灵本身他就给了我们在基督里的新生命。
Yeah, not only the Holy Spirit wrote the letter, but also the Holy Spirit really gave us the eternal life.
Yeah, 保罗说我们能做的一些事情都是出于神。
So Paul said, not because of ourselves, but really our sufficiency is from God.
Yeah, 那么呢，下面他又讲了一个词，这个词也是有的时候我们会常常遇到的。今天等一下我们也会有我们新任执事的就职的典礼。
Yeah, so he talk about a word, here we were going to talk about, you know, like later as well. And also, it's actually applied to today's situation because we have our new deacons will be having a ceremony today.
那感谢神，正好在今天我们这个第六节当中就讲到这个词，说我们乃承担乃是新约的执事。
Talk about like a word the deacon for the new, one of the ministers of the new covenant.
那英文的翻译是 minister. 实际上这个 minister 这个词啊，它的含义特别的广泛。
Well, the English translation called it minister, but the minister in, this actually have a very broad set, you know, set of meanings.
今天很多时候我们说传道人，怎么翻译呢？传道人是 minister.
Yeah. So, for example, we can talk about our pastors as a minister.
那么还有呢，其实在这个社会生活、政治生活当中常常也有，比如说一个国家的总理或者首相叫 Prime Minister.
Right. We also can see that in the in the world, there's also many officials being called the ministers. For example, the Prime Minister of a country.
那某一个部门的首长，这个部长也叫 Minister of Defense or Minister of so and so.
Yeah, the head of the department may be also called Minister. For example, the Minister of Defense, Minister of Labor, and all that.
那这个 Minister 还有一个意义呢？实际上，这个 Deacon 这个执事，这里就是这样翻译的，也是这个词。
And here, the minister referring to deacon, the church, and also uses this word.
那到底执事是什么意思呢？
So what is the word of deacon?
哎呀，不是说我做一国总理啊，一国首相高高在上。
That means that we're higher than anyone, just like in this world, is like a prime minister or honor minister of the department.
本来这个词的意思呢，实际上指的是仆人。
It really means a servant.
在罗马帝国那个时代，我们知道是有奴仆，实际上就是有奴隶的。
Yeah, in the time of Roman, there was slavery.
那这个 deacon, 这个 minister, 这个仆人，他的这个 literally, 就是字面意思是什么呢？叫做 through the dust, 就是通过一片的这个尘土过去吃土啊，就这个意思。
Okay, so the original meaning of the deacon means, it's through the dust. So it means like you're walking through the dust, so like a servant.
我们还在解释。
I'm sorry.
我们越讲，我们这个做执事的越说，哎呀，这个还做不做？
Yeah, I'm not trying to discourage anybody becoming deacon.
因为当年呢，主人出门是要坐马车的。
Okay, in the old times, when the master of the house going out, they will ride the chariot.
如果在中国就抬轿子，对吧？那个在罗马帝国是坐马车。 那么坐马车呢，当时的这个路啊，不像现在水泥路啊，柏油路啊。
So in those times, there's no, like modern roads and everything. There's a lot of dust on the road.
Yeah, 好一点的是石板路。
Yeah, the good road is actually may have just stone plates.
大部分的都是土路。
Many of those roads are just dirt roads.
马在前面跑跑跑，然后车轮卷起来，后面就扬尘，一路扬尘。
So when the chariot was kind of running forward, you know, there's a lot of dust being stirred up.
那主人坐马车，后面跟着仆人不能坐马车还是怎么样，跟着车后就一直跑。
So the master is on the chariot, then the servant's not on the chariot, so they were just running alongside the chariot.
所以呢，后面的这个扬点尘土，他就 through the dust, 就从跟着这个在这个尘土当中一路跑，一边跑一边吃土。
So the servants are going through the dust as they're following their master.
所以像 minister 本来就是这个意思。
So the minister meaning through the dust, being a servant.
大家千万注意啊，不单单只是说教会里的执事。
It's not just only referring to the deacon of the church.
保罗说我们是新约的仆人，我们是新约的执事啊，使徒、先知、牧师、教师，所有人全都是仆人。
And so Paul is here really referring to all of us. We are all servants of our Lord.
那为什么要用这个词啊？这个好像是很卑微的一个词啊。
But this is such a humbling word.
你要知道我们服侍的主是谁。
But because we need to know who we're actually serving.
他是万王之王，万主之主。
He's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
他是坐荣耀宝座掌一切权柄的神。
He's the Almighty God.
我们在他的面前不要想有任何可以骄傲炫耀的地方。
We don't have anything to deserve to be praised or, you know, have glory in front of him.
我们就是神的一个卑微不配的仆人。
We're a humbling servant of our Lord.
能够跟着主一起吃土都是主的福分和恩典。
It's a blessing to be able to through the dust and follow our Lord.
保罗说今天我们就是做了新约的仆人。
Paul said we're ministers of the new covenant.
不是凭着字句，刚才我们刚讲过字句，他说的乃是凭着圣灵。
Not of the letter, but of the spirit.
那下面这句话呢，非常非常的重要。
Now the next sentence is even more important.
常常引起一些的误解。
Sometimes we could have misunderstanding of it.
这字句是叫人死，经意是叫人活。
For the letter kills, but the spirit gives life.
所以呢有人就会认为说那么我们就不注重字句，我们就一味的单单只要追求圣灵就可以了。
Some people interpret that saying we do not need to care so much about the letter, but rather we just need to follow the spirit.
对这些经文如果是这样断章取义的理解会带来一些的偏差。
If we look at this without the context, then we could have a misunderstanding.
比如说刚才我们提到的这些自由派、不信派、新正统派、新福音派等等。
Out of the many of the progressive or different kind of branches of the Christian belief.
他们就认为说不要拘泥于圣经的字句。
I think we do not need to truly follow the words, the letter of the law, no, the letter of the scripture.
圣经里面好多的字句已经过时了。
So many of these words have already passed their time.
圣经里有好多的字句你不需要再从字面意义上去解释了。
You do not need to understand every or interpret based on the true meaning of each word in the scripture.
甚至有人说圣经里面有些的字句根本就不是圣灵所默示的。
They also think that some of those words and sentences may not be the breathed by the Holy Spirit.
你也不要在那里强调圣经无误。
So you do not need to emphasize that the scripture is error free.
上次我跟大家分享了，有人就说不说 inerrant 就说 infallible 啊，你只要是应用圣经原则不出错啊就可以了。
He said, "Well, you just need to understand the general principle, and that's okay."
啊，是不是这样呢
？Is that true?
那还有另外一种误用错误的解释这一节的圣经，认为什么呢？圣灵非常的重要。
Another way to inappropriately interpret this is saying, "Well, the Spirit is the most important."
就把圣经和圣灵对立起来。
They, put the scripture against the Holy Spirit.
说单单的只是去读圣经，这是非常只是在人的理性里面的啊一些的东西。
Instead of just read the scripture is the only just to satisfy your rational kind of understanding.
有人认为他说圣灵叫人活，所以呢，我们要更多的去追求圣灵在我们生命里面活泼的工作。
Is that because the Spirit gives life, so we just only need to care about what Holy Spirit does for us?
我就听到有一个牧师他做的这个见证，他说有一次教会里面有一个姐妹生命当中出了问题，来找牧师。
One time I heard a pastor talking about a testimony he had is that a sister in his church has you know, spiritual need and come to see him.
那么这个姐妹就说我要怎么做我要怎么做。
And the sister said, I need to do this and that.
你知道我们去做这种圣经的这个辅导 biblical counseling 啊，你会遇到两种的情况。
So when we're doing biblical counseling, you will see kind of two different kind of scenarios.
有的时候呢有的人真的是来谦卑的寻求辅导 counseling.
Yeah, one type is the people who truly are seeking the spiritual guidance.
也有的时候你会遇到有人来呢实际上他已经先预设好了自己的这个想法立场要做的这个抉择。
Yes, but there are also other times that when people come, they're not really seeking the guidance, rather they already have predetermined what they would like to do.
他来找牧师呢，他不是寻求辅导，他只是来寻求牧师给他盖个章。
They're not coming to seek for spiritual guidance from the pastor, rather they're just seeking for the stamp of approval.
如果要是这个牧师讲的不合他的意呢，再换一个。
If this pastor is not telling him or her the thing he or she want to hear,they will just look for another pastor.
哎，然后呢，早晚总找到一个，然后他就会说你讲的对。
Well, when he or she finally find one that agree with him or her, she will say, okay, you're right.
其实人的意见是这样那样都不重要。这位牧师
It's not important how we view things.
这位牧师给这个姐妹辅导的时候呢，就感觉到这个牧师灵里面有这个问题，就说我们要打开圣经，看看圣经到底是怎么教导的。
So the one, the pastor is telling the sister, you know, say, we need to open our scripture and see what the Bible tells us.
这样很客观，对不对？啊，也很公平。
This is an objective way to look at this.
然后这个姐妹讲了一句话，把这个牧师吓了一跳。
Well, the sister said something that really startled the pastor.
这姐妹说，现在我已经不读这个东西了。
Well, the sister said, I don't read the scripture anymore.
啊，现在我都是直接从圣灵来领受啊。
I'm only receiving...from Holy Spirit directly.
服侍主这些年不时的我就会听到有人去片面的引用这句话啊 The letter kills, the spirit gives life.
So I've seen out of my years of ministry, I've seen people like misuse this sentence for the letter kills, but the spirit gives life.
我们说解经的很重要的原则是已经解经，千万不能断章取义。
So when we're interpreting our scriptures, we need to make sure that we really using our scripture to interpret it itself, not to interpret it using our own thoughts.
我想弟兄姊妹们圣经都很熟悉啊。
Many, you know, I know many of our brothers and sisters are very familiar with the scripture.
提摩太后书三章十六十七节怎么说呀
？Second Timothy,
chapter 3 verse 16 to 17.
Okay. Chapter 3 verse 16 17.
Yeah, 我们就没有把这个摆在这里哈，我就直接说中文就好了。圣经都是神所默示的。都是神所默示的，与教训、督责、使人归正、教导人学义，都是有益的，叫属神的人得以完全，预备行各样的善事。怎么会说圣经过时，圣经不重要了呢
？Yeah, the Holy Scripture is breathed by the Holy Spirit. So how can we say the Holy Scripture is out of date?
Yeah, 甚至主耶稣说天地都要废去，我的话一点一话都不能废去。
Yeah, so Jesus has told us that even though the heaven and earth will be gone, but my words will stay.
律法的一点一画都不能废去。
The letter of law will not be forfeited.
啊，神来了不是废掉律法，是成全律法。
When Jesus came, he's not trying to take down the scripture, but rather to make it fulfill.
那所以如果你断章取义的看，你以为好像这一段里面。使徒保罗再把摩西神颁给他的这个法版跟圣灵的工作把它对立起来。
So if you look at this, just only, you know, without the full context, you will see how, as if Paul was trying to, have the tablet of stone, what God told us, to make it going against the tablet of the Spirit.
那如果这样，今天我们的圣经都不需要那么厚，就是后面的薄薄的新约部分就可以了。
Right? If that's the case, then we don't need the Old Testament anymore.
那主耶稣就更不会说律法的一点一划。你知道这个什么叫一点一划？这个希伯来文有个 iota， 是一个非常小的一个点，就是这个东西你都不能把它废去。这个标点符号你都不能把它废去。
So God, when Jesus tells us that you cannot just forfeit any of the scripture, that means just even very, very little, things in the scriptures cannot be forfeited.
Yeah. 那么到底次序叫人死，圣灵叫人活是什么意思？
So what does this sentence really mean? For the letter kills, but the spirit gives life.
实际上他这里讲的不是 either or, 不是一个对立的关系。
Paul is not talking about either or relationship here between the letter and the spirit.
而是一个递进的关系。
But rather is a progressing from the letter to the spirit.
我们知道旧约的律法本身叫人知罪。
We know the letter of law in the Old Testament is to let people know that we sinned.
啊，世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
We all sinned in short of God's glory.
啊，那么律法来定下我们的罪。
The letter of law will tell us, will judge us for our sins.
因为人里面的不完全，没有一个人能够靠行律法来称义来得救。
Because we're all sinners, we're imperfect, we cannot truly, see the eternal life, through what we're doing.
这是整本旧约圣经一再不断反复的通过以色列历史给我们看到这一点。
The Old Testament continues showed us that the, through the history of Israel, that we cannot become, have eternal life through our behaviors, through what we're doing.
那么圣灵来叫人为罪、为义、为审判，自己责备自己，在耶稣基督的面前悔改，接受他宝血十架的救恩。
The Holy Spirit came to really show us to have us repent and receive Jesus Christ our saviors.
所以没有旧约是不可能有新约的。
If、there's no Old Testament, there won't be New Testament either.
新约是建基在旧约的基础之上。
The New Testament is built on top of the foundation of the Old Testament.
你看在海上有那个石油钻井平台，对不对？
And we see the oil drill rigs in the ocean.
我们看到就是水面上那一部分的高耸的那个平台。
The part we can see above the water is actually a small part.
实际上它底下的根基是插得很深的，一直要插到那个海床的里面去。
Yeah, the foundation actually goes very, very deep into the sea, the ocean floor.
那么这个钻井平台才能够耸出水面，才能够在那里竖立。
The oil drill rigs then can stand there.
旧约跟新约的关系就是这样。
That's the relationship between the Old Testament and New Testament.
因为呢，旧约渐旧渐衰，显出来人里面的罪性是何等的可怕。
Because the Old Testament really showed us how terrible and the sin can do to our lives.
现在圣灵来了，现在耶稣基督来了，赐下来这活活的救恩。
Now that Jesus Christ came and gave us the eternal salvation.
同时，这节圣经也确实提醒我们。
And this verse also reminds us.
读圣经不能够把它单单只是当成一本普普通通的书来读。
We cannot read the Bible as if it's just like a normal, typical book.
我们确实是要在圣灵当中来读圣经。
We have to follow Holy Spirit while we're reading scripture.
在圣灵里面来祷告。
And we're praying in the Holy Spirit.
就圣灵引导开启我们能够进入到主话语的深处。
We ask the Holy Spirit to help us lead us to really understand what God means in the Holy Scripture.
也求圣灵通过他至圣的真道来照亮我们的心。
And have the Holy Spirit to really light the path for us.
这是一个正确的明白字句与圣灵的这个关系。
This is the right way to understand the relationship between the letter and the spirit.
好，我们继续往下来看。
Let's continue.
第三，圣灵还赐下的叫荣光。
Now, the third point is light from the Holy Spirit.
那用字刻在石头上赎死的执事尚且有荣光。
But if the ministry of death written and engraved on stones was glorious.
那这里讲的故事是怎么回事呢？
But what is the story is about?
就是我们有讲到，因为摩西在西乃山上面看到神的一个背影。
But Moses saw the back of our God on the Mount Sinai.
没有人见过神的正脸。
No one see, God's,continent.
上个礼拜五我们校园传记查经有讲到啊，唯有父怀里的独生子将他显明出来。
Only the Son of God manifest God's glory.
所以如果你说在旧约当中不也有神以人形向人显现吗？
Well, in the Old Testament, isn't there also God manifest himself as a person in front of other people?
你要知道那显现的是谁。
You should know who that is.
但是当神父神亲自向人显现的时候，人是站立不住的，人是要死的。
When God himself really show himself in front of people, people cannot stand, they will actually die.
摩西从山上下来呢，就只是看了一个背影，结果脸上放光啊。
When Moses came down from Mount Sinai, even though he only saw the back of God, there's already glory of on his countenance.
那他从山下来，以色列人在底下做什么？大家记得吧
？When he came down from Mount Sinai,
在那里拜
people Israel doing
拜金牛犊哎。
There was worshiping the golden cup.
啊，在拜金牛犊，这些罪人他们一看到摩西反射神的这个荣光，他们怎么样？他说哇，太好了，这样的荣光。他们能看吗？不能看。
Yeah, so when those people seeing the glory on Moses' countenance, can they see it?
所以他们就要摩西用一个帕子把脸遮起来。
They ask Moses to cover his face with veil.
因为神的这个荣光显明人的黑暗啊，人没有办法在神面前来站立。
Because God's glory can really kind of shows you know our darkness.
所以保罗在这里并没有否认这件事情，他说那属死的执事是有荣光的。
So, Paul here said, well, the ministry of death, there was still glory.
千万千万明白，我们不要去否定律法，不要去否定十诫。
Remember, we should not deny the Ten Commandments and the letter of law.
如果要在这里片面的去解释这个圣经，那好了，你看什么这个 courthouse 啊，什么政府部门 啊，把这个十诫都，就前些年我们很多时候我们基督徒要去祷告去抗议的事情嘛，啊，把十诫都丢掉。
Yeah, you can see years ago there's many government or courthouses that have started removing the Ten Commandments or other things from those government buildings.
在更早，美国公立学校里面也要把十诫也要拿掉，把公导都要取消掉。
And even before that, there was, you know, removal of the Ten Commandments and everything from the public schools.
那似乎好像他们还有道理的说，反正这就是属死的执事，是吗？
So that they seem to even have a good reason is that this is ministry of death.
不不不不，十诫是非常非常宝贵的。
Well, the Ten Commandments is very precious.
十诫宝贵其中一点就是告诉我们，我们全都是罪人。
Well, because the importance of the Ten Commandments tell us we're all sinners.
所以它也是有荣光的。
So, still have glory.
Yeah, 那但是呢，这个荣光在摩西的脸上会渐渐的褪去。
This glory on Moses' countenance will fade.
啊，单单守律法不可能带给人永远的生命。
Because if we only follow the letter of law, that would not give us eternal salvation.
那么今天我们作为新约的执事啊，是传讲的是给人永生，是更加真正有荣光的这样的一个执事。
Now we're the minister of the new covenant.And we're exemplifying, you know, even more of God's glory.
不但只是给人定罪，而且呢，也要给人称义的道路。
Not just the ministry of condemnation, but also the ministry of forgiveness.
所以今天我们来传扬耶稣基督十架的救恩。
So today, when we're spreading God's gospel, and the salvation from the cross,
荣光。
This is the glory remains. What is remains is even more, much more glorious.
那么使徒保罗说，这是一个属灵的执事，是圣灵所赐的荣光。
So this is the ministry of the Spirit. It will be more glorious.
这个图就是大家知道是摩西，摩西的这个画像或者是雕像，大家有没有注意到他的头上有什么？头上有两个角。
So this is the sculpture of Moses.
在好多的这个中世纪的这些的画作艺术作品当中，画摩西都把摩西头上画两个角。
So in many of those artistic illustrations, they were shown Moses has two horns.
那为什么在摩西的脑袋会有两个角呢？这不是很怪怪的吗？
Why does he have two horns on top of his head?
实际上这里有一个故事。
Well, there's a story.
这个跟这个拉丁文天主教五加大译本的圣经有关系。
This is related to the Latin translation of the Old Testament.
那我们知道在四世纪的时候呢，那么有一位的这个修道士叫做 Jerome 耶罗米。
So in late 4th century, there was a Christian monk called Jerome.
那这个耶罗米呢，在把圣经翻译成拉丁文的时候，他就犯了一个错误。
He was translating the Bible into Latin, and he made a mistake.
本来的摩西从山上下来是脸上有荣光。
The Bible said that when Moses came down from Mount Sinai, he has the glory of, on his countenance.
这个荣光这个词呢，他把它错误的翻译成了是角。
He translated into a horn.
所以这才有了这个中世纪很多很多的这些这个艺术家的一个错误的理解和演绎。
So there's like, that's why there's many, many artists in the Middle Age that is trying to interpret that way and show the horns on the Moses.
你看右边的这个艺术作品呢，应该是大概比较靠近近代的。
Well, on the right hand, this sculpture is more close to the modern interpretation.
那他就做了一个很有意思的艺术的演绎。他头上两个角，大家看到是像什么呢？能看得清吗？像是光芒一样。
Yeah, so
that
instead of showing the horns, it was showing almost as the light coming out of his head.
就是摩西带着神的荣光，不过确实脸上这个荣光也不好画，所以呢，他就这个，我觉得这个艺术家这个阐述的非常的好啊。那么就不好画这个荣光，就从他头上的反射神的这个光芒。
Because it's really hard to show the glory on the countenance in the sculpture, so they were just showing this ray of light coming out of Moses.
好，那么一方面我们作为神的儿女，我们去反射神的荣光，同时我们也要想到一个问题。
As children of God, we're reflecting of God's glory.
今天我们所做的、所言、所行的，能不能荣耀神？
So,we should think about what we do, what we say, this is truly glorify our Lord.
当人看到我们是否能够归荣耀给神。
When other people see us, do they attribute the glory to our Lord?
很多时候我们人真是 fall short of God's glory, 我们是亏缺神的。
Many times we're short of God's glory.
我们不但不能够去荣耀神，我们给神的脸上去抹黑。
Not only we do not exemplify God's glory, weActually, I would do things that even, you know, just even be more short of his glories.
那每一次当这样事情发生的时候，也是让我们的主圣灵用说不出来的叹息为我们来祷告。
So when it happens, the Holy Spirit is praying for us in the,
求神怜悯我们，要知道我们所做的乃是一个称义的之事。
Yeah, so, mercy on us, make sure that we're a ministry of righteousness.
好，我们来看最后一点。
The last point.
那最后一点呢，我们在之前前几个月讲到的时候，我们已经有讲到这个自由啊何处寻。
So we talk about in the prior sermons that talk about the liberty.
我们知道我们的自由也是从圣灵而来的。
We also know that our liberty is also from the Holy Spirit.
那摩西在这里，使徒保罗在这里继续讲，我们既有这样的盼望，就大胆的讲说，不像摩西把帕子蒙在脸上，叫以色列人不能定睛看到那将废者的结局。
Yeah, Paul said here, therefore, since we have such hope, we use great boldness of speech, unlike Moses, who put a veil over his face so that the children of Israel could not look steadily at the end of what was passing away.
所以实际上这一段它里面的背后的神学是非常的深，而且是很重要的。
Well, there's deep theological meanings in this Bible verses.
对，今天我们再去读旧约的时候，我们应该是能够把这个帕子揭开，但当时以色列人他们不明白。
Yeah, so today, with the God's salvation, we could pierce through the veil, but at the time of Moses,the children of Israel will not understand.
罗马书第三章已经宣告律法是把普世的人都圈在罪中。
Okay, the Romans chapter 3 already told us the law would govern all the people, all the sinners.
告诉我们凡有血气的没有一个因行律法能够在神面前称义。
So all people could not became righteousness through their flesh.
那当时以色列人他们还不明白这样一个将废者的结局。
Well, the children of Israel at the time still don't understand this.
神用以色列拣选以色列这个民族来显明一件事情，就是我们刚才刚刚讲过的，你靠你行律法是根本不可能让你自己得救的，这叫做属死的。
So God has chosen Israel, the people of Israel, it's really show that we cannot have the eternal salvation through our flesh.
那么第十四节，今天呢，他们心里刚硬，仍然还是继续走在这条死路上面。
Verse 14 said, but their minds were blinded, for until this day, the same veil remains unlifted in the reading of the Old Testament.
但今天基督来了，基督揭去这个帕子了，完全的启示给我们 ,progresses,Revelation 是一个渐进性的启示。
But the veil is already taken away in Christ.
我们这个根基已经打好了。虽然是在水下，但现在能够浮出水面，让世人都看到这样一个神的荣耀的彰显。
We have the foundation, even though it's under water, still it's a solid foundation. Now, we have to build what's on top of the water, which can be shown to the other people.
所以我们真是要为以色列人祷告，非常可怜，今天大部分的以色列人，他们都还不明白这个道理。
Let us still pray for the people of Israel because many of them still don't understand this.
这个帕子也象征着人的罪跟神之间的隔阂，也象征着他们对神的这个启示还不能够完全的明白和了解。
This veil demonstrates the separation between God and us, and it also demonstrates that we still many times our eyes are, you know, are covered because we couldn't see what God truly gave us in the eternal salvation.
还有一点就是也象征着人还没有真正的自由，若不是得到圣灵所赐的生命。
It also demonstrates that we still don't have the liberty if we don't truly believe in our Lord Christ.
所以第十七节就宣告，主就是那灵，主的灵在哪里，哪里就得以自由。
So the verse 17 told us, proclaims, now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
你的心中有没有主的圣灵？
Do we have Holy Spirit in our heart?
你今天对圣灵的引导，圣灵在你生命当中所做的工作是否敏感，是否顺服？
Are we truly following the Holy Spirit in our heart?
以色列人他们有一颗刚硬的心，是一颗被蒙蔽的心。
The Israel people have a heart of stone.
那今天新约时代基督徒，神要的是一颗悔改归主的心。
Today in the New Testament,that God has told us we need a heart of repentance.
到底圣灵所赐的自由是什么样的自由？
What is the liberty from our Holy Spirit?
那我们曾经有讲过，不是为所欲为。
It's not like you just do whatever.
而是脱离罪恶捆绑的自由。
But rather to liberate from the sin, the binding of the sin and the, the bending of the sin.
脱离了那个奴仆，罪恶奴仆的那个恶的辖制。
Liberty from as a slavery under sin.
而成为神的爱的奴仆。
Rather become the become slave under God's love.
好，你说了，那我又没有自由了，我现在又变成神的奴仆了。刚才你也讲这个问题，吃土。
Now you say, well, I still don't have a liberty because I now become a servant of God, and I'll be through the rust.
大家晓得吧？
Dust, okay.
在这世界上没有一个人能够真正的为所欲为，想干什么就干什么。
Well, I have to tell you that there's no one in this world can just do whatever they want.
这是不可能发生的事情。
It's impossible.
一个人要么就是神的奴仆，要么就是罪的奴仆。
You're either slave of sin, a slave of sin, or slave of our Lord.
我们给大家一个定义，我们复习一下，到底什么是自由？是想做什么就做什么吗？
Okay, what is the definition of liberty? Is it that do whatever you want?
真正的自由是想不做什么就不做什么。
The true liberty is when you decide not to do it, you have the liberty to not do so.
你不但是神的爱的奴仆。
You're not only the slave of God's love.
你更是神爱的儿女。
You're also the children of God's love.
所以你能够靠着主恩典做到想不做什么。就不做什么。
So through God's grace that we can choose not to do the things that we decide not to do.
在这里除了我们基督徒常常所用的恩上加恩，力上加力。
Now, in addition to the grace upon to grace and the strength upon strength.
保罗在第十八节给我们一个非常美好的一个应许。
Paul has shown us the great promise in verse 18.
现在我们既然敞着脸得以看见主的荣光。
But we all with unveiled face,
好像从镜子里反照。
Beholding as in the glory of the Lord,
就变成主的形状。
Are being transformed into the same image.
得以大家看这词叫做荣上加荣。
From glory to glory.
如同从主的灵变成。
Just as by the Spirit of the Lord.
今天你愿不愿恩上加恩力上加力而且荣上加荣。
Today, are you looking for to, from grace to grace, from strength to strength, and from glory to glory?
我们都是神卑微的仆人。
We're all humbling servants of our Lord.
但是我们又是神荣耀的子女。
But we're also, the children of God from His glory.
我们感谢我们的主圣灵。
As we praise our Holy Spirit.
啊，他赐给我们什么？见信 letter.
Give us the letter of commendation.
他还给我们什么？ Life. 来赐下给我们生命。
Also give us life.
他还给我们什么？ Light.
Also give us light.
这个荣光。他还给我们自由。
Also give us liberty.
感谢赞美主。
Praise the Lord.
我们谢谢主祷告。亲爱的父神，恩典的主。
Our Heavenly Father.
感谢您拯救了我们。
We praise you that you have saved us.
感谢主圣灵保惠师。
We thank you to give us the Holy Spirit.
你是我们的见信。
You are our letter of commendation.
写在我们的心板上。
Written of our hearts.
主啊，你赐给我们宝贵的生命。
We ask you to give us the precious life.
基督里的新生命。
The new life in our Christ.
你赐给你的儿女荣上加荣。
You have given us the same image from glory to glory.
脱离世界的黑暗和邪情私欲。
To save us from the darkness and the sinfulness in this world.
让我们甘心乐意的为主而活。
And let us to live happily for our Lord.
在主里有这样的真自由。
To have true liberty in our Lord.
求主施恩赐福你的众儿女。
We ask you to show your grace to all of us.
我们知道我们是卑微不配的仆人。
We know we're unworthy servants.
但我们也知道我们在主里面有何等尊贵的位分。
But we also know the precious, the identity you have given to all of us.
能够服侍万王之王万主之主。是你给我们的恩典。
Grace.
感谢赞美主。
We praise the Lord.
奉耶稣基督的。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢牧师今天的正道。
Thanks to Pastor Bone for today's sermon.
让我们求圣灵帮助我们。
We ask the Holy Spirit to help us.
愿主的圣灵也常常充满我们。
We ask the Holy Spirit to fill us.
让我们的脸上也有出身而来的荣光。
May we also show glory from our Lord.
能够成为他人的祝福。
Be a blessing to other people.
接下来我们也是收奉献的时间。
Now it's time of offering.
奉献是我们神儿女的责任。
This is, as the children of God, this is our responsibility.
如果您还不是基督徒，还没有归入主名。
If you're not a Christian yet,
请让奉献袋在你面前传过去。
Please let the offering bag pass in front of you.
下面我们一起来唱这首歌，愿主圣灵充满。
何等荣耀和 请起立，
祷告之前，我要在这里认罪，主，因为我所行的不荣耀你的名。主，我所说的话不造就人。
Lord, before I pray for the offerings, I'd like to repent in front of you. But my words may not be beneficial to others.
主，也谢谢你。不管是借着牧师，还是借着弟兄姊妹，或者是最亲近的人来提醒我。
Thank you for help remind me through the sermon from the pastor or from other brothers and sisters.
主，我还要在这里向你祷告，主，坦然无惧的向你祷告，因为你是赦免罪人的神。
I also pray in front of you without fear that you are the one who forgives things.
主，谢谢你，我也在这里先把弟兄姊妹的奉献放在你面前，主啊，求你来借着这些奉献来建造教会，来扩展你的国度。感谢主。
And give the offerings from our brothers and sisters in front of you. We ask you to use this to help to spread God's gospels to advance your kingdom.
这些祷告都是奉主的名。阿门。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
翻
译诵。赞美神，神万福之源，世上万民都当颂扬，天使天君赞美主名，赞美圣父圣子圣灵。
愿我们主耶稣基督的恩惠，愿天父的慈爱，愿圣灵的感动和交通常与众圣徒同在。 May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and may the love of Heavenly Father and may the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you always from now on till forever. Amen.
Now time for the announcement. Praise the Lord, we can all come here today to worship our Lord. Now time to welcome our newcomers.
我这里有一位徐露姐妹，请欢迎欢迎，请你们你的丈夫和妈妈，对，我们请能站起来，我们一起欢迎你们。好，欢迎，请坐，请坐。我们还有今天来到我们当中的新的朋友吗？我们可以站起来，大家一起欢迎。
Any other newcomers?
OK, okay. 欢迎欢迎，好。下面是我们几项报告事项。10月15号临时会员大会的机票工作已经完成，根据教会章程，临时会员大会前确定的德恩堂正式会员人数为102人，共发出69张选票，法定出席人数已经超过全体正式会员半数以上，会员大会及投票合法有效。
Now to announce the voting result from last week's member assembly. So right before the member assembly, we have confirmed the active member count for the church is 102. We have distributed 69 ballots, so it has met the legal quorum for the member assembly.
三位替补执事候选人黄景农弟兄、李文红姐妹和姚康宁弟兄扣除弃权票一至两票，赞成票比例均为100%，通过认证。
The three replacement deacon candidates, Brother Jingnong Huang, Sister Wen Hong Li, and Brother Kang Lin Yao, when you remove the abstention votes, which is one or two ballots, the approval rate is 100%, so they're confirmed.
执事提名委员会五位候选人，孙奎姊妹、肖蒙弟兄、李斌弟兄、万叶红弟兄和冯伟牧师扣除弃权票一至三票，赞成票比例均为100%，通过认定。
We also have five candidates for the deacon nomination committee for next year. We have Sister Kui Sun, Brother Meng Xiao, and Brother Bin Li, Brother Ye Hong Huan, and Pastor Wei Feng. And after you exclude the abstention vote, the approval rate is 100% as well, so they're confirmed too.
感谢全体会员弟兄姐妹们对教会的关心与支持。
We thank you for all the brothers and sisters for your care and ministry of the church.
下面是我们新执事的就任仪式，把时间交给牧师。
Now we have our ceremony for our new deacons. Give time to Pastor Bong.
感谢赞美我们的主，我们的神。下面我们首先请我们的三位就任执事站起来，好吗？
Praise the Lord, now we ask our new deacons to stand.
还有姚康林还在后面还在当服侍。好，我们请三位新执事到前面来，也请所有现在我们在场的牧长职都到前面来。
Now I ask the three new deacons to come forward, but also all the existing deacons of the church.
好，请我们一起到前面来，我们面向会众。请三位站在中间。李峰桥弟兄今天在凯瑞堂讲道我们
Brother George is the preaching of the Kerry location today.
我们一同来诵读领袖公约。我们时间关系，我们就用英文，我们就let's read in Chinese only, and we do have the English translation.我们诵读领袖公约之后，我们一起来同心为我们的新任执事祷告。 情。作为主基督耶稣教会的领袖，我们在神和人面前立志，愿靠主恩典真诚尽力做到，对主忠诚，舍己背负十架，凡事尊主为大，对圣经主全备的话语忠诚，每日灵修读经祷告亲近神，活出圣经的真理和教训，对神的家及主的身体教会忠诚，委身于本教会的各项聚会，并谦卑侍奉，做众会友的领袖和榜样，对自己的配偶忠诚，以主的爱和真理建造管理自己的家庭，远离色情、酒精、毒品、赌博、烟草等一切引诱，分别为圣，在教会内外做基督徒生活的楷模，在十一奉献上忠心，在对金钱的态度和使用上做神托付的好管家，活出神的大爱与圣灵的果子，关爱失丧灵魂，领人做主门徒，在广传福音上做众会友的模范。感谢赞美神，我们一起来为我们的执事们祷告。亲爱的主，伟大的神，我们同心来到你的面前，感谢神您赐福 CCMC， 也通过众会友的印证，我们一起来欢迎黄景龙弟兄、李文红姐妹、姚康林弟兄加入教会的牧长职团队。主，我们既是信徒的领袖，也是神的仆人，我们也以一个谦卑服侍的心态来服侍主的教会，来做会友的榜样和楷模。求主您加添我们每一位牧长职同工的力量，我们实在知道我们的软弱、我们的亏欠和不足。神，您并没有呼召拣选那合格的人，主啊，您是让那被呼召拣选的人来合格。主啊，您的恩典够用，主，让我们教会弟兄姊妹用我们的祷告来托住我们每一位的执事、新任执事、整个牧长职的团队，主啊，来怜悯我们 CCMC， 能够真正做有使命的教会，广传福音、令人归主的教会，来荣耀主的圣名，奉耶稣基督的名祷告，阿们，阿们。感谢赞美主，谢谢各位，请回，把时间交给叶红弟兄。
好，新的执事分工为李丰桥弟兄主席宣教、迎新接待，万叶红弟兄副主席文书总务，李斌弟兄敬拜关怀，管小虎弟兄儿童英文部财务，黄景龙弟兄堂务，李文红姐妹小组团契主日学，姚康林弟兄 IT 影音支持特别聚会。
Yeah, so this is the work assignment for each of the deacons. George Lee, will be the chair of the deacon and also mission as well as newcomer. Welcome. Brother Ye Hong will be the vice chair, and also the secretary of the church and also the general ministry, the general affairs. Brother Bin, will be worship and caring. Brother Tiger will be children, and English ministry and also the treasurer. Brother Jing Nong will be the building ministry, and Sister Wen Hong will be the small groups and fellowships and also the Sunday schools, and Brother Kang Lin will be IT support and the special events.
下面有几项通知。由于近期弟兄姐妹们人员的情况变化，教会决定溪水边小组合并到活水小组，同时停止使用溪水边小组这一名称。
Yeah, so there due to some recent changes, we have the church has decided to merge the the small groups of creek side to the living water. And also we will stop using the creek side group name.
11月5日我们主日崇拜的时候安排有儿童奉献，希望参加儿童奉献里的孩子的弟兄姐妹们可以向冯牧师报名。
Yeah, so on November 5th, in the Sunday worship, we'll also have our dedication for our children. So if any Christian parents would like to, your children to go through this dedication there, and please contact Pastor Fong.
另外今天大家如果有谁带来了圣诞鞋盒的这个捐献物品，可以放在一进门的大堂，或者是给我们的冯师母。
Yeah, so if you brought the gift or other things for the Christian gift box, please make sure either give to give to 冯师母，或者放在哪里？大堂，就放在
lobby。
Okay, just in the lobby. Okay, yeah. Okay.
好，很感谢神，我们马上来的。下一个主日10月29号由我们德恩堂和凯瑞堂的这个运动日，是非常那个大家非常期待的一个活动。
So、next Sunday we'll have our first CCMC Sports Day.
我们有许多的活动和报名事项，黄宁姐妹在吗？请黄宁姐妹来简短的跟大家通报一下。
We have many activities and games. Not sure I can translate all of them, but I'll try.
好，我相信大家也很激动哈、啊，那我也拿到球服了哈，给大家看看，我们这个德恩堂的球服是战车火马。
Okay, so we have our jerseys for our Durham location with the Chariot of Fire.
然后背后是有我们CCMC德恩堂，然后呢每一个名字有。很特殊的号码，而且呢是旧约先知的名字，非常的 powerful.
Yeah, so we have the numbers and also the prophet from the Old Testament.
好，当然呢我们也很照顾那个凯瑞堂啊，我们也给凯瑞。
We also care about Carey location too.
这个凯瑞堂呢是这个基督精兵。
So they have a soldier of the Christ.
那这个背后的号码呢也是要么是跟章节数有关，要么是跟他们的这个很特殊的号码。那 Timothy 呢这个提摩太，然后呢他们是基督精兵，那也有很特殊的号码。那我们呢到这个明下一个主日呢，我们就会有这个联谊赛。那么大家看到屏幕上我们会有先玩游戏，那您就是下个主日四点钟开始。那如果小朋友家里面有小朋友的，可以带着小朋友三点钟去到这一个我们集合的地方，刚才是在前面一页，当然在网页上也有。那么我们就会有丰收节，小朋友就可以带家长就可以带小朋友去那一边不要穿这个costume, 不要穿万圣节的服装。那我们在那边有游园活动，有派糖。那四点钟，那如果只是参加运动会、参加比赛或者去当啦啦队的，那四点钟开始，那我们就开始有游园活动，开始游戏，那有骰子游戏，有这个控球接力赛游戏，以及有七剑子的游戏。那接下来呢
That's okay. I'm not sure I can translate all of them anyway, but so if you have children next Sunday, well our games and everything will start at 4 PM Sunday afternoon, but if you have children, you can bring them, do not wear the Halloween costumes, okay, justyou can bring them at 3 PM in the afternoon. There's going to be a full festival celebration from our Carey location. The brothers and sisters will prepare some of the celebration activities there. So, but the official games and everything will start at 4 PM. There's a list of this. I don't even know how to translate it. But there's some relays. There's all kinds of games, but there are also basketball, soccer, and volleyball games.
好，接下来是很重要的报告哈。那我们需要招募篮球运动员，不限这个弟兄或者姊妹，而且呢我们需要招募三个篮球队，一个是三支篮球队，12岁以下的篮球队员男女均可参加，还有 youth team, 那 youth team 我们知道有 Craig, 作为我们的 captain 来带领这个 youth team 是非常强的啊。那我们这个还有我们的中青组啊，我们现在中青组没有弟兄报名，赶快报名啊！中青组是30岁以上均为中青组，70岁以下均可参加哦，80岁以下均可参加。那我们是半场哈，大家不要紧张哈，半场篮球比赛，如果姊妹参加，弟兄不能够防守，但只能姊妹防守哈，非常有优势啊，参与就有奖。那还有这个足球赛呢是混合年龄混合这个弟兄姊妹参加，那有12岁以下以及这个 youth 以及还有这个成人一起组成六人足球赛。那第三个呢就是沙滩排球啊，排球那我们也是六人排球啊。那如果这个当时我们场地没有被订到，那如果场地一般五点半之后就会有空，那如果这个没有空的话，我们就转成拔河比赛。当然我们先今天下午呢我们会有这个吃完午餐后呢我们会有篮球还有这个排球训练啊。那大家就是换好运动服就直接到球场去训练啊。那我们还有另外一个队呢就是飞盘比赛，那这是大家都可以参与的。那大家如果没有飞过，那到时候去的话就可以临时学临时上场哈。那大家希望大家就是今天跟我报名哈。那如果看到你的身材适合打篮球我就抓你去了哈。打足球啊踢这个打排球都可以。
Okay. We are recruiting. So if you are interested in any of the sports, basketball, soccer, or volleyball, make sure you report to Sister Wang Ying here. Especially for the basketball, we need people. So anyone under age 80, you're welcome to join. But also depends on we may or may not have the facility available to us on Sunday. If we don't, then we could also just have different games, as well.
那我知道我们这个 youth team 有很多又可以打这个篮球又可以打排球还可以踢足球的。那为了避免这个相互的这个就是人员就是要往回跑，那我们就把这个篮球赛和飞盘呢是同时比赛。如果你要报篮球赛，那你就可能要省掉这个飞盘比赛。那如果你要打排球的话，那你可能就不能踢足球。
So, we know some brothers and sisters are multi-talented, so in order to avoid conflict, we'll have the basketball game will be together, will at the same time as the frisbee games, and the beach volleyball and the soccer will be at the same time. So just make sure attend different games to avoid those conflicts.
好，那我们还有一周的训练体能，还有这个投球、踢球的技术，所以大家这个星期呢，可以积极去锻炼身体。那当然呢，我们只是第一次，我们开始这个凯瑞堂和德恩堂的联谊比赛。在未来的这个明年呢，我们会有季度性的联谊赛，所以大家呢随时准备好哈。
This is only the start. We'll have more. Alright.
谢谢黄宁姐妹的报告。我们请新来的弟兄姐妹们在我们结束了以后，我们在我们的牧师办公室有牧长值得迎新。然后我们今天主日学安排联合主日学是黄宁姐妹带领新约概论的约翰福音，然后福音班有孙德林弟兄带领，他的是主题是相信与抉择。然后主日学以后我们会有这个主日爱宴，现在我们大家可以祷告默祷以后我们参加主日学。
For if you're newcomer to the church, we have a special newcomer class, which is when you get out of the door here at the corner of this building here is the pastor's office. We'll have our newcomer class there. Then we'll have two other Sunday school classes. Pray and you can have a break and then we'll have our Sunday schools.
愿神祝福大家。
May God bless you.
好啦，好，弟兄姊妹，我们准备要开始这个主日学啦。好，那我们待会吃饭的时候再一起聊天齁。那我们现在先开始主日学。今天的内容非常多哈，那我讲得快的话你们就快快的听齁。 好，那我们开始之前，我们来先做一个祷告。父神，我们来谢谢你啊，赐给我们主日学的时间，我们一起